It's time for the local artist interview here on New Music Monday, only on 103.3 and WZND.com.
So this week I had the opportunity to sit down with Clifford from Sherwood Forest, local artist around the area. I'm really, really excited about this week's local artist. We had a great time talking, so let's take a look at the highlights from that interview. First of all, thank you very much for coming in today.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just want to start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, the band, and how you guys got your start.
Yeah, so my name is Clifford, and I play keys and lead vocals for the band Sherwood Forest. Sherwood Forest actually started about 5 or 6 years ago as my own, like, solo thing. I just kind of went under the name as Sherwood Forest because I thought that was cool. Mm-hmm. And then eventually I started talking to a friend of mine, like, hey, we should do this thing where it's like a duo. And then over the years, more and more people have been added on to that, and it's been like an actual full band for about 3 years.
So the song that we're going to be featuring is Infinem. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us why you wanted to pick this song specifically, or how this song came to be, its origin story?
Right, yeah, well, first of all, why is because personally speaking, we just think that song is such a bop. shameless, but that song is actually one of the oldest songs in Sherwood Forest's history, and there is like an old version of it on our very first EP that we ever did, and didn't really turn out as great as we hoped it that first time, and then we just kind of forgot it. We stopped playing it live, and then and this is another example of me like listening to an artist and getting inspired. I listened to Bear's Den's Red Earth and the Pouring Rain album, which is a great mixture of like folk and like that 80s influence, you know. And I was listening to one of the songs. I'm like, I think we could do this treatment on Infinem. And I kind of recorded my own little demo of it on my phone on GarageBand, and I showed it to the guys. I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And so we kind of just revived an old song that everyone had forgotten about, and now it's like one of our proudest recordings, honestly. It was so much fun to make.
Sure, and you said Infinem means in the end?
In the end, yeah. And I guess I should go into like the story of it, because I don't always write stories in my songs. Some of them are very personal, but this, I specifically for some reason decided to write a story of a like medieval soldier who's like off at battle, and he's been slain while fighting. And this whole song is like a lament and sort of a love letter to his lover who's all the way back at home. And he's like, wishing that, the song says, that he'd seen her eyes one last time. So that's kind of the whole gist of the song.
Poetic.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, I like that.
Okay, well, let's give it a listen. This is Infinem by Sherwood Forest here on New Music Monday.
I wish I'd seen your eyes one last time. tears and drain into the dirt. I turn my head, turn my face from the death that smiles in me. My life drains out along with all my words. You were the very best of me. I'm sorry, love, but can't you see? I have to give up. Just say my name one last time. I wish I'd seen your eyes. I wish I'd seen your eyes one last time, one last
So, yeah. I mean, obviously, you're making your own thing and doing your own sound, but are there any certain bands that helped influence your sound or is continuing to influence your sound?
Yeah. Each of the band members kind of get our own individual inspiration from different artists that we like, but I guess some major influences would be, first band that usually comes to mind is Mumford & Sons.
Sure.
Both like the folk and rock aspects of that. Earlier we were talking about Augustine's.
Mm-hmm.
Augustine's is a huge influence. Also get some inspiration from like Dawes and
big fan of the Dawes.
Yeah, Dawes is great. And a little bit of Pine Grove, you know. So a lot of different you know,
areas,
bands out there.
Yeah. Are you a fan of Dr. Dog?
No, I know the name, but I'm not familiar with their music.
I'm a big fan of Dr. Dog. And
okay.
If those bands that you stated, I would recommend checking out Dr. Dog.
Sure, yeah. I think some like Dawes fans have talked about Dr. Dog, but I'll definitely have to look into them.
It sounds right up your alley. And then lastly, this is your chance to shamelessly plug yourself. I know you said you guys are on all music streaming platforms, but you can go ahead and throw any social media you guys out there too.
Yeah, we're on Facebook. Easy way to find us is just type in facebook.com/musicofsherwood. And we're on Instagram as well. I believe that's We Are Sherwood Forest. And I think it's the same on Twitter as well, but we hardly ever update our Twitter. And I think that's it. You know, follow us on Spotify. We're always looking for more followers on there. We also got a YouTube channel where we used to post a lot of vlogs. Not so much anymore because we've all kind of moved away, so it's not as easy. But there's a lot of fun stuff on there.
You guys do music videos?
Yeah, we have done one semi-professionally done music video, and we've done a couple others where I just like edited together a bunch of footage and put a song to it. So, sure. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I mean, that should do it, man. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Carter. It's fun.
So I think we have a lot of great artists that come onto the show, but personally, Sherwood Forest has been my favorite so far on New Music Monday.
Yeah.
I gotta say that.
Yeah, that was a really good
song. I agree
with
you. They were great. One of the first things I said to you guys when it first started playing, I'm like, wow, it sounds like the beginning of Stranger Things.
Yeah, that synth in there was kind of ominous,
like,
too.
Yeah, the 80s, like, weird, you know, what am I listening to? But yeah. This is interesting, you know? Yeah.
Well, I like the name Sherwood Forest. That's actually where
sketchy.
Electric Forest, the music festival, takes place, is in Sherwood Forest.
Isn't Sherwood Forest?
In Rothbury, Michigan.
That's cool.
That was the first thing I thought of, and I could see them playing there, like, in the daytime, like, with, like, other folk and jam bands that are there. I don't know. I like it. I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome.
So when you were saying, or when you were talking to him, he said he was originally, like, a solo artist, and that this song was one of his older songs. Did he do everything himself? So he obviously wrote it, but did he, like, conduct all, like, the instruments himself, like, everything?
Well, to my understanding, he did write the song. He came up with, like, the whole story and everything with that whole battlefield and seeing her eyes for the last time and everything. But I think the synth and the final project of what we heard was built on
added
after
on
that.
It.
I think to my understanding, it was more folk based at the time, just being a solo artist.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong, but that was my understanding of it. And I think once they went back and looked at it again as a whole band, they added all these different components and really, really mastered it.
Cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
I like it a lot. It was definitely one of the best songs we've had.
I would have to agree.
In a long time. I mean, like you said, we've had a lot of great artists.